This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So let's talk. Last time I spoke to you, you were getting ready to leave for the trip. Now that you filmed
the Saturn Awards, right? Is that right?
Yeah, it was. I spoke to you there.
Yeah.
So how was the experience?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, Budapest is a beautiful city and a beautiful country of Hungary and beautiful people. I really connected with the locals there very much. The filming experience was 6.5 months of the most brutal, relentless hammering I've ever been through. It was 18-hour days, 6 days a week, hammer. I've never been so tired in my life. However, I've never been so satisfied with a film shoot. All the different layers I got to play in the Abe Sapien character alone were delicious to me as an actor and such an opportunity. Guillermo wrote me the most beautiful role ever with Abe Sapien this time. You'll laugh with me, you'll cry with me, you'll be excited for me, scared for me, and you'll get to watch Abe fall in love for the first time ever. And that really that storyline came out so freaking beautifully. My love interest, played by Anna Walton, a beautiful young British actress who plays my elfin princess love, and it's her brother, her twin brother, played by Luke Goss, who is the elven prince, and he ends up being our nemesis in the movie. He's the one we're kind of like trying to bring down. So it puts an interesting dynamic in the whole family of the Hellboy team and what happens when, you know, we have a bad guy who's got a sister that I'm in love with. Right. So there's, it's all good. It's really a great story. Guillermo hit this one out of the park when he wrote the script. He really did.
And before you left, had you seen any of the dailies? Have you looked at footage?
Before I left to come back home,
yeah.
You mean? I did see a few cut together scenes that were like rough cuts on Guillermo's laptop. And I gotta tell you, it was goosebump city for me. Some scenes are so funny that I was heaving laughing. His humor is so brilliant, and he wrote wonderfully for us. And then other scenes that are so touching, brings a tear to your eye. I mean, it's a wide range of emotion this time. And I'm not just saying, like, it's the best thing I've ever done because it's my next movie. It really is.
Do you think that all the projects you had done prior to this film had almost led you to this performance? Do you think you were able to, you know...
Probably, yeah. I think I'm more mature as an actor now, I think, and I was able to take all this in and more comfortable in my role as Abe Sapien. And also getting the voice back for Abe Sapien really meant the world to me. And I went into this time being very comfortable and very settled with who Abe was, and I felt like Abe and I connected to the point where he could play himself through me. And that's really where I want to be as an actor on every character I play.
I saw a great photo of you and Neil Gaiman on a countryside.
Yeah.
And I saw you with the head, you know, the mask on.
Right?
And it looked like just this moment of, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, can you tell me about that, you know, Neil being there and just like...
Well, Neil Gaiman was on set to shadow Guillermo del Toro to get his some skills and techniques of directing. Neil will be directing his first film soon. So he was there to learn from Guillermo, and they're also in cahoots as producer, director, on other things. So meeting Neil was such an honor for me, and we actually became good friends, and we've kept in touch, and his daughter Maddie was on set, and she took over his blog for a while, and she wrote about me, and I wrote about her, and we all, it was a big love fest.
You have to get going.
I do.
I really do appreciate...